Further word on Cueto, specifically how bad the back spasms were and whether he would be available for you to use as the game three start?
Well, you know, as of right now, we don't know quite yet. Because I just saw Johnny after the game. He said he was better. And whatever that means, because he was in, you know, quite a bit of pain out there, you know, after he threw the pitch. And so the fact that he said he's better, and Johnny's usually pretty honest, you know, with us, you know, gives us some, you know, glimmer of hope that, you know, he might be back. I mean, I can't say for sure, but you know how back spasms are. I mean, when it lets you go, it lets you go when it wants to go. So, I don't know. Yes.
And over here to the left.
Dusty, just that moment when you see Cueto's hurt.
Yeah.
If you just take me through your, you know, your mind process at that point, and then also the process of determining that Latos is going to be a guy you're going to go to.
Well, you know, it was Latos. You know, it was his throw day. This is you know, this is his third day, and so that's why we didn't want to go with him any further than we went with him. But we wanted to go with Sam LaCour first. You know, hopefully we can get a couple out of Sam. You know, give Latos time to get ready mentally, because as a starting pitcher, you know, you usually have a day or two to, you know, get yourself ready mentally, and then also give him plenty of time to get ready in the bullpen. You know, as a starter, I mean, as a reliever, I mean, takes you a lot less, you know, to get going. And so, you know, with that, you know, we were going to determine that at that point in time, we were going to at least give Sam those two innings. I didn't feel very good about it. I mean, because you're like, you see a guy hurting and, you know, you say, oh, no, you know, what can happen again, kind of. But then you think about what happened with Joey Votto, and this is a very, you know, resilient team where guys, you know, can pick each other up and come back.
Again,
Dusty, was it the non-pitch to Pagan where he aggravated the back?
The non-pitch?
Right, where Pagan called the timeout and didn't deliver
no,
the ball.
No. I mean, he was having a little trouble before that. And I don't think that would, you know, I don't think that aggravated him. Yeah, I remember the pitch you're talking about. You know, he's feeling it, you know, a little bit before that.
Do you, did he give you any indication before he began pitching on the mound that he might have felt some tweaks with his back?
Yeah, you know, he mentioned it, you know, right before he said that he had felt a couple of pitches out and in the bullpen. But he said he felt that it was a cramp, and it was, you know, it had subsided. And so I said, okay, you know, maybe it is a cramp or something. Then, you know, to see him throwing the lights out of the ball, I mean, that's the best he's thrown, throwing 94, 95. Then we all thought, oh, man, maybe he's better. And then he threw that one pitch, and that was it.
Dusty, will you walk us through the situation with Aroldis, and what did you say to him, and how confident are you? I mean, he got the job done for you tonight, right. But how confident are you going forward?
Well, I'm very confident. I mean, you know, he hadn't pitched very much lately. And, you know, we had hoped to get him in another game or two before, you know, at the end of the season when we faced St. Louis. But it wasn't so. I mean, this guy has been lights out. I mean, we would not be anywhere close, you know, to where we are right now, you know, if not for him. And so, I mean, we're very confident in him, and I just told him, you know, a couple things. No, in Spanish. Yeah, so, you know, I don't recall what I told him, but I was making up something as I was going along.
And to the left front, go ahead.
Dusty, when you guys opened in 2010, you face Halladay, he threw a perfect game that year, and he no-hits you. You face Matt Cain, he threw a perfect game this year, and you get to him. You get the home runs. You get the. Is that a special feeling not to start off this way, given how you started out the last
time?
Well,
you know, like, that's a very good question because, you know, we knew Matt. Doc Halladay was who he was in Colorado, Philly, but we didn't know he was quite that good. And then tonight, I mean, you know, you know, we weren't even thinking about the fact that he had thrown a no-hitter. We know, that this guy is an outstanding pitcher. And if you don't get to him early, you know, like Brandon did early in the game, then usually you don't get to him. And if you let him get into the mid-innings, then he gets tougher and tougher and usually tougher. So, you know, we were fortunate tonight to get to him kind of early.
The left, I'm standing.
Dusty, have you ever used three starters, starting pitchers in the first three innings?
No. I mean, wasn't planned like that, you know, and so, you know, we were just fortunate to win that game, you know, like the way we did tonight. And, you know, you got to give, you know, big props to, you know, to Latos. I mean, here's a guy that was sitting back relaxed thinking that he was going to pitch on, you know, next week in, at home, and now all of a sudden, boom. I mean, this is his first playoff game. It was a great feat by him.
Can you talk about Brandon's night and that matrix move that allowed him to be safe at second?
Matrix move. I might have a new name for him. He has about 100 names now. But, yeah, Brandon's, that was a big play. I mean, that was the play of the game, which ended up. We ended up scoring, two runs out of that. And, boy, those are big runs. I mean, as the night turned out in the ninth, I mean, those were big insurance runs. And, you know, Brandon's a ball player. You know, and that's all I can say. I mean, Brandon, you know, he plays all phases of the game, and he enjoys playing, and he's a smart ball player.
We'll take a couple more for Dusty, Adam.
Dusty, when Cueto told you before the game about his back, did you say anything to Latos?
No, he didn't tell me. He didn't tell me before the game. You know, like, I found out, like, you know, he had some discomfort, like, right before the game from Brian Price.
Okay.
And then at that point in time, you know, we didn't say anything to Latos at that time.
When you did talk to Latos then, when Cueto comes out, do you ask a guy in that situation if he can or wants to pitch, or do you tell a guy that he's going to pitch?
No, I mean, you ask a guy, you know, is he okay to pitch at that time? I mean, you know, fortunately for us, he didn't throw very much on the side today. He only threw some long tosses. And I'll just tell you, I've never seen a guy do anything like that. So.
Okay, Ray?
Yes.
While you were at the mound checking on Cueto, Latos was in the dugout loosening himself up.
Mm-hmm.
Was that something that Brian told him? Was that something he did on his own? Was that something you signaled from the mound?
No, that's something that, you know, Brian had told him probably before. You know, I don't know when Brian told him exactly. You know, it was going through my mind. I was trying to figure out who was going to come in the game and who was going to pitch and who was going to finish second, and you know, all these things are going through your mind, and the umpires are looking at you, telling, make sure you tell us the right name, you know what I mean? And you know, like I said, I've never had that happen before.
Last one for Dusty.
I recognize it's early, but is there anything you can tell us about Game 3? Is Johnny even a possibility for that if he is, if his back is
better?
I
don't know yet. I mean, it's too early to tell. So.
Okay, thank you, Dusty.
Thank you.